The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's the first day of school for 116,000 students in the Philadelphia School District. The mayor and superintendent were among those welcoming students this morning at the Edmonds Elementary School in East Mount Airy. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Mayor Parker and Superintendent Tony Watlington high-fived students as they entered Edmonds Elementary to begin classes. The mayor acknowledged those first-day butterflies.
The first day of school is extremely exciting. It can be a little scary, too.
That's true for 9-year-old Josiah, who's starting fourth grade.
I'm kind of scared who my teachers are going to be, but at the same time, I'm not, because I know most of the teachers in here.
And many of those teachers, like second grade teacher Janine Campbell, share that first day anticipation.
Very excited. Just as excited as they are.
Why is that?
Brand new school year, new group of students, new group of parents to work with. Lots of fun.
The mayor pointed out that Edmonds is one of 25 schools in Philadelphia that will be piloting before and after school programs this year, one of her signature initiatives. In East Mount Airy, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philly police are investigating two deadly shootings in Kensington overnight. One victim got in the middle of a fight when she was shot, and the other was on his scooter when he was ambushed. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports both incidents were at least partially captured on the city's real-time crime cameras.
It was just after midnight on Kensington Avenue and A Street. Police say a group of guys started to argue in front of a store. Things escalated and it got physical, and Police Inspector D.F. Pace says one of the guys got a gun out, fired shots, and hit a woman.
She was attempting to either mediate or break up the fight in some way, it appears. When that person aimed the gun at who we believe is the target, he ended up striking the female, who was an unintended target.
Cops then took the 41-year-old woman to the hospital where she died. Police say they've been talking to several persons of interest. Now, about a half hour before that, less than a mile away on Indiana Avenue, a man was riding a motorized scooter when a gray or silver car pulled up to him.
And individuals got out of that vehicle and began shooting at the gunshot victim multiple times.
At least 20 shots were fired, and police say the gunman got away. The 28-year-old victim died at the hospital. Police aren't sure of a motive. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Student musicians in Temple University's Diamond Marching Band got a big surprise on Sunday. They've been chosen to march in next year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. KYW's Nina Barati has more on the surprise announcement.
The talented students with the Temple Diamond Marching Band were shocked, ecstatic, and bursting with pride when they learned Sunday they were chosen to perform in the 2025 Macy's Thanksgiving Parade in New York City. Band leaders made a grand reveal at the end of their showcase in front of family and friends with the news.
Second that we saw Macy's on the drum head, it was like I started crying. That was amazing.
That's Jeffrey Fountain, a trumpet section leader who's a senior, but in a five-year program, making him eligible to perform in the 2025 parade. The announcement was bittersweet for some. Jeremy Shamai, a drum major, will graduate before then, but says,
so happy for them that they get to do it.
The university applied to perform in the parade months ago and learned of the good news in the spring, only to announce it Sunday. Robert Stroger, Dean of the Center for Performing and Cinematic Arts.
It's the biggest honor to get this invite. And with 179 applicants, and they only select two university bands every year to perform.
At Temple University, Nina Barani, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.